Hi there. So I wanted to talk today about how important it is to be taking regular breaks and some of the benefits that come from taking breaks for your physical health, your mental health, and probably most importantly, your creative energy, which of course is going to be enhanced if you're staying mentally and physically healthy. So the first kind of break I really suggest is that in between your work times, you move around, get some water, do some stretches. For me, I find that doing 35 minutes of work and then taking a 5 or 10 minute break is a really good flow. I like to do my word sprints as like 25 or 30 minute sprints anyway. And so after that, I have a timer that's going. When the timer beeps, I take a 5 or 10 minute break. It's where I stretch my wrists, which for me and anybody else who struggles with carpal tunnel is super important. And also just getting away from the screen. So the bad way to take a break is to grab your phone and check your email or something. It's really good, even for your eyes. I don't know if you've ever dealt with eye strain, but it can feel pretty debilitating. You know, your eyes are something that you absolutely take for granted until they stop working right or they start hurting all the time. So giving your eyes a break, even like staring at something far off, staring out a window is wonderful to just help your eyes. You know, if you're staring at a screen right up close to you all the time, focusing on something farther away is really good for your eye muscles. So take a break from screens, stretch your wrists, stretch your body, move around some. This helps you physically, but it also really helps your creativity. There have been these studies about how creative problem solving really is increased pretty dramatically by short walks. And it doesn't have to be, you know, this big cardio thing where you've got your heart rate going at 140 beats a minute or anything. Just a leisurely walk inside, outside on a treadmill. These are all shown to really boost your creativity. So even if it feels hard right now, like I don't want to step away from my work, I'm in the zone. By focusing on sprints, I have for sure found that my word count actually increases when I make myself take these regular breaks. And then also it's really good for your immediate creativity and also your long-term health so that you're not going to be debilitated by things like carpal tunnel or eye strain or things like that. So that kind of covers taking breaks during your work time. I also really recommend that you embrace non-working hours regularly during your day. So if you work a full or part-time job outside of writing, you definitely have other time constraints, or if you're a write-at-home parent or things, there are things that are going to come up during your day that are going to take you out of your writing zone. And I really encourage you to embrace those times as a way to give your brain just a break. We don't often think about how mentally exhausting it is to write a book, but it really is. And so anything that gets you away from your work for a set amount of time is great. Now, if you are a full-time writer at home, this can be harder. And so in your case, I really would encourage you to have just a set time, like between 11 and noon, you know, I don't work, or, you know, maybe 2 to 3, if that's kind of your slow time anyway, your sluggish time, maybe that's when you go on a walk, focus on exercise. Or I like to have a time set. One of my kind of rules of thumb is that between lunch and an hour after lunch, I take time to rest or learn. So I'll listen to marketing podcasts or study some online courses or just take a walk or take a nap. Having time that you know you're not going to be writing helps you to not feel guilty when you're not writing. So especially like if you're a parent, you know, I used to have it just in the mornings, I don't work. That's the time I have with my kids, time I spend on homeschool stuff. So that I'm not feeling guilty if I'm not doing the other thing, right? So this can help for those of us who kind of feel pulled in multiple directions and sometimes feel guilty about that too. I know another thing that's important for me, and I don't always do this really well, but it's just kind of have a wind down ritual at the end of the day. Sometimes for me, that involves just some journaling, planning my next day. Sometimes that involves more of the, you know, like podcast or listening to audiobooks about, you know, time management or things like that. It's helpful for me to have that time where instead of just turning off my computer and then going right to bed, that there's kind of a wind down time. So a lot of this really just depends on your life situation and even your biorhythms. Just figure out, you know, the times that maybe are the hardest for you to get to work, and maybe give yourself the grace to say, okay, during, you know, this, even if it's just half an hour, during this half hour, I'm not going to be working. Or maybe from the time the kids come home from school until dinner is when you're not doing work stuff, and just give yourself the freedom to enjoy time away from the computer, which is really just as important as the time you spend writing. Anything that gets you out of the house, anything that gets you involved in social activities, it's not just good for your just health and well-being, but all of those things are kind of writing research anyway, right? If all you did was write for 10 hours a day and never left the home, eventually you're going to kind of get out of touch with the world, out of touch with culture, out of touch with your readers. So even if you're the kind of person who would love to spend all day writing, it's important to embrace the things that take us away from our work. I also think it's really important, at least in my life, I'm going to just tell you how I do it and you can choose, you know, what works for you. But for me, taking the weekends off is really important. Again, it's time that I know is set aside to not be working. So what I used to do would be work until I felt close enough to burnout that I had to stop. Or maybe, you know, I'd get sick. That's kind of my default. If I'm working too hard, my body tells me I'm working too hard by getting sick. So I have to slow down. So what I try to do is, instead of working until I basically crash or come close to crashing, I try to take regular time off to avoid that. So for me, what that looks like is the weekends off. I'll still do certain things, like I still do journaling about book-related stuff. I'll sometimes take weekends to look at my ad numbers and things like that. Really, it depends on your own schedule. For me, it really does vary from weekend to weekend anyway, but I do think that it's important to have time set aside where you know that if all you get done that day is you binge on Netflix and eat some really good food, like that's totally fine every once in a while and probably really good for your creativity to step back and be getting the rest that you need. So I just want to finish with a reminder, and it sounds, maybe to you, it sounds silly to have to be reminded, but it is really important to be getting good sleep as well. There are so many ways that getting a good night's sleep helps your productivity. It helps your creativity. It helps your physical health. And, you know, things that help your physical health are going to help you be able to continue being a writer in the long run. So don't skip out on sleep. Now, I'm going to be just as guilty as the next guy of, if I'm really in the zone, I really want to finish something, you know, yes, I'll stay up late for that sometimes. But in general, that's the exception. And getting some good sleep is helpful, which is why maybe having a wind down process instead of going right from the computer screen and working to bed isn't ideal. So those are just some suggestions I have for taking care of your mental well-being, taking care of your physical health, and all of those things are going to benefit your creativity and your productivity in the long run.